Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Two Thumbs Up Podcast. It's been a minute. I had a child, and it's time-consuming, but we're back. With the amount that we've talked about Apex Mobile on this podcast, we had to have an emergency podcast because Apex Mobile's going bye-bye. Ducky,
yeah.
Just initial thoughts on everything that's happened.
I don't care. it's not my first. Listen, I have so much empathy empathy for everyone going through their first mobile game ban.
Yeah.
It absolutely sucks. I know all of the up and coming creators like Icy, Kin, Jules, all those, Knives, all those creators who are grinding the game, streaming, making content, popping, arguably for the size of the game popping off. It's just gut wrenching. Fortunately, though, the day the servers go down is around the time Warzone Mobile should be kind of coming out globally. So there's a little bit of like light on the horizon in that regards. But it's I'm gobsmacked, flabbergasted that 8 months, you give a game 8 months, and out of those 8 months, you had like one good update.
They like, didn't even make it to the anniversary.
What was the anniversary up there going to be? Hey, guys, buy this $500 heirloom that we reskinned from, like, also, no refunds?
No refunds. Dude. How much did you calculate it was supposed to cost for the one skin or whatever?
Oh, it was $500. It was actually $500 if you wanted to get tier 6. And I'm pretty sure there are creators out there who might have spent IRL $500. Luckily, I got it gifted to me, and I came out. I maxed out every battle pass on my own. So I probably spent like $300 or $400 on the game, which isn't terrible, but obviously I recouped all that cost because I'm a creator. I know there's people who spent $300 or $400 that they're going to see zero of it back, and they're just average Joes.
I know there are people who, whenever like the thought of Warzone Mobile came out, people were mad that their COD Mobile skins weren't going to be transferred, and they've had those COD Mobile skins for 3 years, and COD Mobile's not even shutting down. So I just can't even imagine like being somebody who spent hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on a game just for the skins to get completely deleted. Like it's truly the most EA thing that I've ever seen.
100%. I mean, Bobby and I both have lots of EA experience. I played Madden Mobile for 3 years and it was one of the most fun games I've ever played when it wasn't being like when EA wasn't sticking their hands and their fingers into everything and trying to make it their way.
Yep.
And then you obviously played NBA Live Mobile, and I don't know specifically what they did or didn't do, but I think it just followed the same path of EA tries to suck every penny out of it, mm-hmm. without first prioritizing the mobile experience and the player. They put the dollar first before the player. They put the cart before the donkey, and you can't make any money if you don't have a good game. I looked up today, I saw the tweet, or there's a tweet of like Apex Mobile's revenue stats were announced today, like a website got them. They're making like $20,000 a day, or like they made like $2 million this last month. Call of Duty Mobile made $30 million this last month. To put that in perspective. And so I tweeted today before the game got shut down. I was like, this isn't looking good at all for the future of the game. And well, here we are 8 hours later, whatever, and it's not a game anymore.
Yeah, it's, I mean, as far as the NBA Live Mobile perspective, I was actually just scrolling through Twitter the other day, and I think I still follow NBA Live Mobile, and they tweeted out, we're finally having our Season 6 update with new gameplay, and I looked at the gameplay, and it was still the exact same gameplay that they had in the game when it launched for beta 7 years ago. I was talking to Ken earlier. I was like, how long have I known you? 7 years. That's how long I've known him. That's when we met in NBA Live Mobile, and the gameplay is still exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's just EA things at this point. I don't know if you saw about this. I'm sure you did, but they also canceled Battlefield Mobile.
Okay, first off, this game took like over two years because I know
no, it was like 3 years plus, like they started over after 2 years. Battlefield Mobile.
I'm talking about Apex. Gonna get to Battlefield, but I was saying, like, I was talking to IMO like in London or whatever, and he was like, bro, I've been playing the game for like 2 years now. And I was like, Bro, what? Like, the game has been playable for two... They spent well over 2 years developing this game, and they gave it 8 months. I'm still... It's just so funny because at every turn, the creators and the community, we were there to, like, provide, hey, fix this, fix that. After the last update, I genuinely was like, there's not anything they could do to fix this game. Like, this game is... They have to provide comp. They have to provide, like, monetary support for the players and the creators, or this game isn't going to exist. Well, you know, that obviously never ended up happening. The update got pushed. And it's... The way... I don't. Did you read the blog post?
I read the part where they said they weren't going to refund anything.
Well, so the first paragraph. I'll just read the first paragraph. That's the only one that. Also, sunsetting. Am I tripping? Or is that the first the
goofiest name for we're deleting the game that I've ever seen? That was hilarious.
It's like they said today marks the beginning of a 90-day window before we sunset the game. Like, we're disabling all real money in-app purchases. I guess that's. Good.
That's honestly shocking to me. I can't believe that. That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, so they're just going to be paying the AWS web server fees. And anyways, but the first paragraph is, at Respawn, we aim to provide players with games that are consistently outstanding. Following a strong start, the content pipeline for Apex Legends Mobile has begun to fall short of that bar for quality, quantity, and cadence. It is for this
apparently
reason...
they don't know that they still own NBA Live Mobile, because that is unequivocally the worst game on the marketplace right now. Continue.
This is just EA slander. It is for this reason, after months of working with our development partner, that we have made the mutual decision to sunset our mobile game. Although disappointing, we are proud of this game we launched, are grateful for the support of the Apex Legends community, and are confident that this is the right decision for players. Now, the thing that I picked out of all that jibber jabber BS was, after months of working with our development partner, we have made the mutual decision to sunset the game. I think, I don't know if they have an internal mobile studio or if they were outsourcing a large portion to the game.
It all went to Tencent. I'm sure they didn't want to pay the development fees anymore or something.
I was going to say, it sounds like Tencent, like the game from launch to where it is now received very few actual quality of life updates other than fixing issues. The game... And why I had said this was, this was in like my last video on Apex Mobile. I was like, I hope they can get to a point in this next update where they fixed all the issues and could start making new features. Because they hadn't added a single new feature to the game in 8 months because they had always been scrambling to fix issues. Now, I don't know if this is a Tencent issue, if this is an EA or a Respawn issue, but it sounds like all of this deep down is developer relations between them and the mobile studio. Because I think if they would have had it their way, they might have kept the game open a little longer. Because $40 million, I don't think covers all of the bills, but definitely, I feel like it has to cover the bills.
Like, discontinue development of it and just leave the game as is. Like,
don't do that. Hey, I've been there, buddy. After like, okay, 90 days is a good, maybe 180 days, but 90 days is pretty quick to pull the plug. Like, Fortnite, I was just saying, like, for the first year, like, it was still kind of active.
Thing, though. It's just, like, there's no issue with just leaving it. Like, you're not hurting anything by just leaving it there, and then people want to keep playing a game that has no updates. Like, let them keep playing it. Like you said, I think it's probably... There's probably a certain fee that they have to pay to Tencent every single month to continue developing, and Tencent probably just said, nah, we need to cut it. Also, there are, like, layoffs happening... all across the world in the tech market. Like, Google laid off tens of thousands. Apple laid off tens of thousands. Esports orgs everywhere are laying off people. So I have to assume that's probably part of it. More than likely, Tencent's probably feeling that. And so they don't want to give as much development resource. Maybe EA's feeling it. I know they had, didn't they have an earnings call like 2 days ago or something? And I'm sure that probably played a big role in it as well.
Yeah, it just it from the outside looking in, like, I'll be honest, okay, I don't know, this isn't like NDA or anything, but like, I received communication from a community manager like the beginning of this month saying, or no, was it here, let me, I'm not gonna like, let's see, the beginning of this month I asked about season 4 and they said that like they're fixing bugs and they were gonna they're excited for the game and, you know, like keep hitting us up if you have questions. So like as of a month ago, at least if they didn't want to start sounding the panic alarms, but for me, I knew their original like statement of like some bugs popped up over the break, bro, that doesn't happen. Like bugs never went away in the game. They were always there. That's it. It always felt like a cheesy excuse of like, all right, you guys just dropped the ball and you're blaming it on bugs, which I think every single patch notes, they said they fixed the invisible Costa trap and it's still in the game. Like there are bugs that they have claimed they have fixed five times over and the bugs never went away. So hacking only got worse. I swear to God, to this day, there's no anti-cheat.
Oh yeah. Like I believe it.
Like, I don't think there is an actual anti-cheat implement, like measure implemented into the game, because hacking, like that's why I didn't play the game the last month, because you know, every Twitter clip wasn't someone popping off. It was someone getting killed by a hacker in a pred lobby. So I don't know. I don't know. It's just.
Is what's the name of the development studio? Light something studios. I don't know. It's the same developer as PUBG Mobile, and I've just got a feeling that their development had a large portion to do with it, because PUBG Mobile has always been a buggy game. It got the timing right for when it came out, which is the reason that it was like a global phenomenon and everything, but it's Light, oh my gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can't remember. I think the studio, and that's something I've been saying from the beginning, I think that they probably played a big role in why Apex started off in a way that it shouldn't have, and it's probably a big reason why they're shutting down right now as well. So, obviously, I think the game launched May 15th, and now is shutting down May 1st, so making it less than a year. Interestingly enough, Warzone Mobile, like you mentioned, supposed to be launching on May 15th. So, really opportune timing for Warzone Mobile. I feel like COD Mobile is actually picking up momentum right now, which is surprising for a game that's really 3.5 years old. Yeah, I definitely feel like it's picking up. It's definitely picking up steam in the mainstream, and I feel like the views slowly increasing as well. So I think there are like a lot of mainstream COD content creators that have started to semi-regularly post themselves playing COD Mobile, not as sponsored content, which is not something that happens often at all for mobile games. So that's definitely a big deal. I think big opportunities, but like we mentioned, Battlefield also getting shut down was not something that we expected to see. I'm going to be honest, from all the gameplay that I have seen for Battlefield, like for all the betas, alphas, none of it looked remotely impressive to me. So I had very low expectations for Battlefield. I'm not really sad that it got canceled, because I wasn't realistically going to play it anyways, but also the fact that you spent that much money, that much time on it to just completely flush it down the drain just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it feels like some, I see it as like some out of touch CEO or a really high up in EA Respawn that sees they're pumping money into mobile, they're paying for all these things, these games to be made, and they're not making money. And EA always feels like a very bottom line company that, you know, if I went to that CEO and said, hey, just give us 4 more months at Apex, we're going to turn around and, you know, revenue is going to increase and player base. You said, no, I gave you guys 8 months. Like that's what I feel like happened. Not Apex Mobile necessarily probably pulling the plug. It was, it doesn't feel, doesn't feel right, but I will say, man, every single person is smoking that Apex Mobile pack on a timeline today. It's been a day.
The COD Mobile killer is killed itself. Tragic.
Hey, season 4, right? It's gonna. Yeah.
That's the funniest part. Like the number of leakers that are like, trust me, like we know what's coming in season 4 of Apex Mobile, and it's gonna change the game. And now there's not even gonna be a season 4.
You know, it's gonna be really funny. Is when this is all a big debate, and then it's season 4 comes out, and it's like crazy. They like fixed every, like, it was all a ploy to draw, because that tweet already has like, it's like the most popular tweet on their account, which is hilarious. Yeah. That the game shutting down is the most popular tweet. Oh wait, Apex Mobile Japan, they just copy and paste it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, the management and the development team sincerely apologize for the sudden notice to our customers who've been patronizing. Daily basis. That's some Google Translate stuff.
Yep.
Due to factors beyond our control, we were unable to. Oh yeah, they just kind of Bro, and the Japanese community was so devoted, dude. They had huge esports tournaments. They had IRL things. Like, if anything, they're getting screwed more than we are.
Yep.
So at the top, like, comment is April Fool's Day is not today.
I think because they even said we're still interested in mobile. I think what they meant by that is we're still invested in making gacha card games that we can charge $100 per card that people will spend inordinate amounts of money on for no reason that don't cost any development resources. I think that's what it comes down to, because they've never really had an in-depth developed mobile game. Like, even for your Madden mobiles, your NBA Live mobiles, your FIFA mobiles, the gameplay never evolves in any way, shape, or form. One second. They've never extensively developed an actual solid gameplay for mobile, and I think they've just realized, like, they're all about the money. They don't have any interest in developing an actual quality mobile game, and they're going to stick to the gacha games that make them money, which, I mean, at the end of the day, you're a business, you do you, but... EA has lost all of my faith as far as it comes to the development of mobile games.
Oh, well, I mean, if they ever even try, I mean, Apex Legends themselves has been very rocky. Like, it's really funny. Ever since Apex Mobile came out, the actual Apex, like, it launched at a really bad time at Apex Legends things. Like, I saw a tweet last week where they got ratioed because they dropped a $100 reskin of a Battle Pass skin or something
I saw that.
Like, the game never dropped at a good time, so it wasn't like Fortnite Mobile when that dropped. Fortnite Mobile was actively blowing up, and so it rode the wave to the promised land. Apex Mobile just came out when the game was already dying, and just died along with it. But it's also really interesting to note, because Rumbleverse, I think this was a game on the Epic Games Store. This also got shut down today. But they're allowing refunds.
Yep.
This is... I don't think the game was out nearly as long, though.
Really?
I think it was maybe only out... No, I don't think so. That season 2 would be the last. They only had 2 seasons. Wow, live services go down in a month. Wow, that's very fast.
Cool. They released let me see. August 11, 2022. So yeah, that is a shorter time span. But
yeah,
still,
so they... Refunds. I mean, yeah, so they were out 5 months... Apex has been out 8 months, 8-9 months, and they are allowing any purchase you've ever made to be refunded, which, I mean, that just goes to show, like, you can still have an unsuccessful project and not leave a bad taste in people's mouths, because all this does is any mobile gamer that was devoted to the game, stuck behind the game, now just feels like they got slapped. It's like Fortnite Mobile, like, they got slapped across the face, that their years of devout... community to, you know, not service, but like community building efforts towards the game are just worthless. And they legitimately, unless you have a brand, then if you made, let's say you made a Poppin account around Apex Mobile, it's irrelevant now.
Yeah.
Like, unless you made a brand around yourself and your personality that you can carry to another game, you've just spent 8 months working towards literally nothing, which it hurts the mobile scene. People outside looking in are like, bro, they got mobile games shutting down. What's going on? Man, wasn't 2020 supposed to be the golden year?
And shut now 2020, up, Ducky. You're supposed to forget about the tweet.
And then now, wait, no, 2023 was the golden good year, and we're starting off. Listen, all I'm going to say, if there's any game devs out there that don't want me to play their game, because the last two games I've played have shut down on me, if you don't, listen, my email's open. I'll sign a contract, I'll sign an NDA, I won't play your game, but I'm going to expect a bag. And we can both go our separate ways. You get your game, I get the money, good.
It's just, I mean, it's very EA. It's disappointing to me. Obviously, a lot of people think that I was just like I was a perpetual Apex hater, but I had very high expectations for the game. I started hating because they let me down early on, and I had something to fall back on. I think the reason that a lot of content creators didn't start hating the way that I did is because they still wanted to give it their all and hope to build it up. And I do wish the best for those content creators. I hope that Warzone Mobile provides an avenue, because outside of that, there's not a whole lot on the horizon, like Valorant Mobile sometime in the future, but that's probably not going to be till late 2023. Project Bloodstrike just announced that they're not coming back as well. It's just not the trajectory that we expected for mobile over the past year and a half, whatever it is. But I really hope things turn around.
Yeah, I remember talking with the CEO of Ghost Gaming like a year ago. He's like, what are you doing nowadays? And I was like, just uploading some waiting for Apex Mobile, uploading some COD Mobile, because I really feel like mobile gaming is going to be, it's really going to take gaming by storm. And I think the community there, the interest is there, the community is there, but God, man, no one can make a good game.
Yeah,
what is this?
It's just been like, we got PUBG Mobile, we got COD Mobile, and now it's been 3.5 years. And we haven't gotten we've gotten good Supercell games. We've gotten solid Supercell games. But there's nothing like you can really sink your teeth into. Oh my gosh, that was crazy.
Jinx! Give me a
That was crazy. Yeah, nothing you can sink your teeth into and like really grind and improve like a high skill gap game, like your COD Mobiles, your PUBG Mobiles, the ones that really set the pace for the mobile industry and that's the reason, like the biggest reason that those two games are still thriving the way that they are. They haven't gotten any real competition.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I do think there is a bit of positivity about this, though, that mobile gamers, we've evolved. Yep. We aren't going to stick with the gacha games. We're not going to get pushed around. We're not going to get treated poorly by the developers and feel left out in the dark, because this is what happened. This is what happens. We don't spend our money on the game.
Yep.
We have creators who can make a living off of other games. They're not reliant on just playing whatever pays them at the time. And so you have people like Bobby who, even myself, I always hate on Apex Mobile and still like work with him kind of. But like, yeah, people like Bobby are very outspoken about Apex Mobile. And, people aren't a fan of it, but it also, it's just a breath of fresh air to not have everyone being like, this is the best game. Because mobile, typically, I feel like us mobile insiders, we always block out so much negativity that we don't want to introduce any internally within the community. And so I feel like this is kind of a turning point of like, we're just going to like say it how it is. If the game sucks, it sucks. Like, we're not going to gaslight people into being like, next update, trust bro, it's gonna fix it. Like, we just did that for 8 months and the game shut down. At the end of the day, the money talks. If people aren't spending money in the game, it's not gonna go well. But also, I think creators and players being truthful with themselves and making their own opinion about, do I actually like this game? Mm-hmm. Or am I being told I like this game? Or am I being told I don't like this game?
Yeah.
Is gonna be really helpful for the next year of mobile gaming and Warzone and Valorant Mobile. But we've been saying this from the beginning. Warzone Mobile has had two IRL events. They're doing everything by the book. So there is no reason to assume what happened to Apex Mobile is going to happen to Warzone or Valorant Mobile. These studios have completely different track records with mobile gaming that are much more promising and much less money grabby. So I'm excited for mobile, but I'm taking a break. So
I hope things can turn around. I mean, for the sake of Ducky, who has definitely had a rough go of it over the past 2 years, whatever it's been, Fortnite, Mobile, Apex, there's definitely lots of room for improvement, but I still think mobile's the future. It's just taken developers a little bit longer to get a feel for what they need to do and how to execute properly. So that's going to wrap things up for the podcast. It's a quick one, but just wanted to get one out covering everything that's happened. Hope you guys did enjoy. We're going to try to get back to these regularly. So if you enjoyed, make sure to subscribe if you haven't already. And we'll catch you guys in the next one.